Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Ricardo Bozzi, National Leader of Australia One. Today is the 25th of November 2021. Now, we've been hearing some stories about some maltreatment of our First Nations people in Northern Territory, and a lot of rumours flying, but we want to make sure that we give you what has been verified so we don't cause any unnecessary concern. Now, these stories are going around the globe, which is a good thing. We need to raise awareness, but we have to make sure we speak to the facts. So in order to pursue that, we've got David Cole here, who's been on the ground, and he's going to give us an update on what's happening in the Northern Territory, Australia. David, thanks for joining us. The floor is yours, mate.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, Ricardo. Mate, look, the last couple of days I've been nonstop, flat out, talking to community nonstop. I've probably spoken to over over 30 people from the communities, senior elders and law people, and just trying to get the facts so that we're very clear on what we're telling the people, what's going on the ground. So I've been having some good conversations about at the cold front, and I'm getting information that confirms the fears that people are being pressured, coerced, and forced into getting these vaccines. But none of the community have confirmed for me that they've witnessed military people there chasing people down, holding people down, or do anything of that sort, which is comforting, because that was, I think, scaring us all. But what's not comforting is this. They still have police personnel with medical staff going door to door in these communities, and they are pressuring, coercing, and forcing people through pressure to take the vaccine. A lot of the people are very skeptical, they're very scared, and they don't want to have it. But they're taking it because they're being told, if you don't take it, you can't go into the local shop and buy food. You can't leave the community. You can't drive into Catherine. You can't go to the football. You can't do anything. So there's a community in Barunga, for example. All the young footballers have got it because they've been told that they can't play football. And for a lot of our communities, sport and football is like meditation. It's time out. It's a release. It's the freedom. And to take that away from a lot of these young men is quite scary for them. So we have an entire football team in that community alone that have got it, but the entire community's got it. I'll go through some of the statistics that I've got. These are not medical records for the record. These are from first-hand account of community people. And some of the information has come from very trusted people who have worked in the health area for a long time, and they have family directly in these communities. But what I'm getting is things like Robinson River. We're getting told that a large number of people there, in excess of 250 people, have been injected. Binjari, 60 plus people, and Binjari is only a small community. So 60 plus adults would probably make up a large number of the adults in that community. Nooka community has 2,500 people. Not all of them have been vaccinated, but most of them have. A very, very large number. Rockhole community was hit a couple of days ago. We've got no numbers from there, and we've got no intel from there. Owen Pally, many people in Owen Pally have had it, and many more are being coerced. As I said, Barunga, most have had it. There's only a few that have not had it. Sunrise Health is involved in this area, in this region, with working with the police and pushing out the vaccine. Now, just because the people are not being chased down and pinned down, we are being chased down and pinned down as a people. They have roadblocks on either side of Catherine at Tyndall Air Base and on the Darwin side of Catherine, stopping all traffic going in and out. They are anybody who flees the community is being turned back and fined $5,000. People who have tried to get out of the community for food, people who have tried to get out of the community out of fear, have been fined and forced back into the communities. So this is martial law. I have seen an article that confirms that there are up to 65 military personnel were assisting the Northern Territory government. There is a Facebook message from somebody who claims their friend is in the military and they have taken stress leave because of the trauma of what they witnessed, what they're doing in the communities. I am being told that military are involved. To what degree, we can't confirm it from the community grassroots. There are some communities that I know they're about to go into. Those communities are fully prepared. They are going to video, they're going to film, and they're going to get us the evidence when they come there. Barunga, I'm aware that just the health workers are going around there. There's no police pressure there. But the other communities have had police and task force and pressure on the community to take the vaccine. Now, our people are very, very peaceful. Our people are very, very gentle. I know in Oempalli, a lot of the people are planning to run into the bush. They're getting ready to cut bush. Even when people are leaving these communities and going out to the homelands, they're being chased down in the homelands. Now, in the homelands is where they're safest. They're not only outside the community, but they're in a remote location and nobody can get to them. They are safe there. The people are being told, if you don't get this vaccine, this virus is going to kill you. So they are telling lies. They are using fear tactics. They are using coercion. They are using deprivation of their liberty and their freedom to travel, not just as Australian on Australian land, but as sovereign tribal people. Our people have been locked into their communities and denied the right to travel across their lands on their own lands by corporate agents that don't have the right to do this. They are putting the fear into our people to a level where a lot of them are just taking it out of fear. A lot of them are sad. A lot of them are upset. They are scared what's going to happen to them. And the conversations I've had with the elders from numerous communities across the Katherine region is they are very frightened with what's going on. And the fact that they're being forced, pressured, tells them that this is not normal, tells them it's not right, and the people are very fearful. I cannot stress enough, this is an SOS to the world. We do need to invoke the international human rights, and we need intervention now. We need to stop this corporation from doing what it's doing, not just to the tribal people, but to the Australian people. And here's my message to the Australian people. If you think that this is a tribal remote issue, I assure you that this is a dry run. Everything that is trialed on us will come to the cities, will come to the mainstream, and will come to you. We have a chance as a people to stand this down and stop it here now with the international eyes watching. And we need to do that. We need to stand and stop this insanity right now so we can spare not only the other communities, so we can spare everyone across the country, because it will not stop here, people. It will come for you. Now, the tactics they're using are military tactics. The fear is immense. Our people are so frightened. They don't know what to expect. And I just got confirmation that from a community member that people as young as 12 and up are being jabbed in a lot of these communities as well. So they're going for the kids. Now, my research and what I believe through the evidence and the science that I've seen, this is without question a bioweapon. Now, if this is a bioweapon, this is biowarfare. And the tribal people are being subjected to this, not just in the territory, but across the country, as is the Australian people, but they are hitting us en masse. They are taking out whole bloodlines in an entire community. We have to remember this. When we lose the connection to country, we lose the song, dance, and ceremony that the elders hold. We lose that connection. They will remove the children off the land. And one of the elders said to me, between Borroloola, Nooka, Robinson River, that there's been a lot of push for a lot of groups that want to come in and do big business there. They want to do lots of businesses on the river, and they want to do all sorts of stuff. And it's very mineral-rich country. Because the tribal people have said no, these areas are getting hit hard. These areas are getting smashed. And we have to remember that there are large military bases across that whole region. Three of the largest military operations operate within that region for foreign military powers. So I can't hold back but state my facts and my truth. And my truth is this. This is a genocide, a bioweapon that is being used to wipe out the tribal people because they want to develop the north. They've destroyed the south. The water's dead. The rivers are dead. The land's sick. They're coming north. They want the water. They want the resources. They want the land. And the only thing standing in the way is a handful of tribes across the region. And they are hitting us hard. And I am not kidding you. This is genocide. And we need help, brother. We need the world to know.
Thanks, David. Absolutely correct. Ladies and gentlemen, you heard it there yourselves. Now, a lot of people, when they read history, they say, you know, if I'd been in Germany, I'd have spoken up when they came for the Jews and the Slavs and the Gypsies and the disabled and the homosexuals and the political dissidents, but they didn't. They didn't say a thing. And something between 14 to 20 million people died at the hands of the Nazis. Well, now's your chance. Now's your chance to take a stand. Now, there is no middle ground here. You either speak up or you are condemned by your silence, and we will remember you. This is one people, one country. Black and white makes no difference. This is an attack on Australia, as David has said. Please understand it. What's happening here is going to happen in your country. So every political leader on the planet, if you remain silent, we will remember you. The common people are speaking up. They're protesting in our support. But every country on this planet, you either speak or remain silent. If you remain silent, we will remember you, because we are going to win this, and you will not. And we will remember your silence, your complicit silence in this genocide of the Australian people. There's only one place to be, and that's with us. David, thank you very much for your update. If you have any more, give us a call. We'll put you straight online. We'll get this out into the international community. And we are demanding that every political leader on the planet speak up and condemn the Australian government, federal and state governments, and demand that they halt this genocide. Any last words, David?
No, brother, I can only support what you just said. We are calling out for the international community to come forward and invoke the international human rights and stop this genocide for us all. And I'm with you, brother. If you are silent, you are complicit. If you don't speak up, you are complicit. And these foreign corporate governments that have embassies here, they have to remember this. The Australian government is but a registered body in the Norfolk Islands, right? Their partnerships with this corporation is null and void. You are here on tribal lands, and to sit silent and allow for this corporation to continue what it's doing to the Australian people makes you not only complicit, but you are involved. So you must speak up. You must come forward, and you must stop this insanity and speak now. Or as you said, brother, we will remember.
Thanks, David, and we'll get you online again if there's any further updates. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Ricardo Bozzi, National Leader of Australia One. Thank you for your time. We'll see you again soon.